This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. If all goes according to plan, tomorrow, Maggie the African elephant will be loaded onto a plane in Anchorage, Alaska, headed for her new home in Northern California. Maggie spent the last quarter century at the Alaska Zoo in an elephant house with concrete floors and a small outdoor space. For the last 10 years, she's been alone. And elephant experts have long urged the zoo to find a better, warmer home for Maggie. Finally, the zoo agreed. She'll be taken in by the Performing Animal Welfare Society Sanctuary in San Andreas. So, how do you get an 8,000-pound pachyderm from Alaska to California? Well, you ask the Air Force. Jim Bogert is in charge of the team who will be loading Maggie onto a C-17 cargo plane at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage. And Mr. Bogert, I guess no commercial airplane is big enough, so they turn to you.
There are a few commercial airplanes. One's a Russian-made Antonov 124, and, well, actually, that's probably about it.
Now, what's the trick for getting Maggie safely and comfortably onto this plane?
Well, we've been working on this for probably roughly since June and making the plan, and she'll be put in the cage at Alaska Zoo. They'll let it hang in the air for a little bit to get used to it. I imagine it's going to be unfamiliar to her, and then they'll put her on a lowboy at the Alaska Zoo and then bring her to the base.
A lowboy?
A flatbed truck, a lower one.
I gather that you were in charge of trying to record some sounds so that Maggie could get used to some of the sounds that she'll be hearing. Is that right?
Yes, Mr. Lampe, director at Alaska Zoo, gave us a tape recorder and requested that we record the sounds of a C-17, any sounds we could get associated with loading the aircraft. And they've played that back to her in her pen so she gets used to sounds.
Mr. Bogert, what's the total cost for moving Maggie to California?
I know the cost of the airlift is roughly $200,000. I don't know all the details on that.
And I think somehow in here, Bob Barker gets involved.
I understand that he donated the money. From what I understand, Bob Barker is paying for the airlift.
I imagine you and a lot of other folks in Anchorage have gotten pretty used to having Maggie around. How do you feel about her moving?
Well, it's a little bit personal. I'm a longtime Anchorage resident. My kids were here. I was here when Maggie first came to Anchorage. My kids have grown up with Maggie. She's like a household name to a lot of people in the town, so it's hard to see her leave, but we're all glad to see her go to a warmer climate, and I think she'll probably be much happier in California.
Well, Mr. Bogert, best of luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you.
Good talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Nice talking to you. Thank you.
Jim Bogert is the civilian in charge of aircraft services at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Anchorage. He's in charge of getting Maggie the elephant onto a C-17 cargo plane tomorrow. The Alaska Zoo held a going-away party for Maggie over the weekend. Kids wrote goodbye wishes on banners, and Maggie herself was given a paintbrush to dab some final brush strokes on a canvas.